Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Brethren, the first covenant had regulations for worship and an earthly sanctuary, for a tent was prepared, the outer one, in which were the lampstand and the table and the bread of the presence. It is called the holy place. Behind the second curtain stood a tent called the Holy of Holies, having the golden altar of incense and the Ark of the Covenant covered on all sides with gold, which contained a golden urn holding the manna and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. Above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. These preparations having thus been made, the priests go continually into the outer tent, performing their ritual duties. But into the second only the high priest goes, and he but once a year, and not without taking blood, which he offers for himself and for the errors of the people. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 49, and verse 56. In those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a city of Judah. And she entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. On this day, the 1st of April, we commemorate St. Mary of Egypt. When Mary was only 12 years old, she left her parents and departed to Alexandria, where she lived a depraved life for 17 years. Then, moved by curiosity, she went with many pilgrims to Jerusalem, that she might see the exaltation of the venerable cross. Even in the holy city, she gave herself over to every kind of licentiousness and drew many into the depth of perdition. Desiring to go into the church on the day of the exaltation of the cross, time and again she perceived a certain invisible power preventing her entrance, whereas the multitude of people around her entered unhindered. Therefore, wounded in heart by this, she decided to change her way of life and reconcile herself to God by means of repentance. Invoking Our Lady the Theotokos as her protectress, she asked her to open the way for her to worship the cross, and vowed that she would renounce the world. And thus, returning once again to the church, she entered easily. When she had worshipped the precious wood, she departed that same day from Jerusalem and passed over the Jordan. She went into the inner wilderness, and for 47 years lived a most harsh manner of life, surpassing human strength. Alone, she prayed to God alone. Toward the end of her life, she met a certain hermit named Zosimus, and she related to him her life from the beginning. She requested of him to bring her the immaculate mysteries that she might partake of them. According to her request, he did this the following year on Holy and Great Thursday. 1 year after this, Zosimus again went thither and found her dead, laid upon the ground, and letters written in the sand near her, which said, "Abba Zosimus, bury here the body of wretched Mary. I died on the very day I partook of the immaculate mysteries. Pray for me." Her death is reckoned by some to have taken place in 378, by some in 437, and by others in 522. She is commemorated also on the fifth Sunday of Great Lent. Her life was recorded by Saint Sophronius of Jerusalem. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission. All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.